time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we check in with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Remind us of the clue from last week.
Well, this week, we're looking at a pair of abandoned metal objects that, beginning in the mid-1960s, gave Winnipeggers an historic view of their city. The objects to which I refer are two former cruise ships, the River Rouge and the Paddle Wheel Princess, now sitting dejected in a ship graveyard at Selkirk.
Why do you say these ships give us an historic view of the city?
Well, if we go back to the 1860s, the vast majority of people arriving in Winnipeg from the outside world came aboard a steamboat on the Red River. The first of these ships, called the Anson Northup, began operating in 1859, and steamboats continued to operate on the river throughout the 19th century. But the arrival of the Canadian Pacific Railway put a nail in the coffin of ship-based travel on the Red River. So we jump forward to 1965, and that situation changed. Once again, Winnipeggers could see their city from the vantage point of a large ship.
And what happened in 1965?
That was the year a retired contractor named Ray Senft, who lived in a house overlooking the Red River near Lockport, he was on holiday in Mexico. Inspired by the riverboats that he saw operating there, and I think also the lore of the Mississippi steamboats, he decided to build his own replica steamboat. He commissioned the Selkirk shipbuilders Bill and Ted Purvis to construct what he called the Paddle Wheel Queen. In a period of under 3 months, at a cost of about $200,000, a ship with room for up to 400 passengers was built. And one of the remarkable things of the Paddle Wheel Queen was that it could operate in water just 41 inches deep. Now, this is essential for operating in a river like the Red, you know, because it's prone to building up sediment all over the place, so you have to be able to kind of skim over it. The Paddle Wheel Queen was launched at Selkirk in July 1965, and it began plying up and down the waters of the Red River.
What did passengers aboard the Paddle Wheel Queen see in their excursions?
Well, the ship picked up passengers at the Redwood Dock in Winnipeg, and it took them north on a three-hour cruise through the locks at St. Andrews, and they stopped at such places as Lower Fort Garry. You could do charter trips on different routes as well. And essentially, I think the idea was to relax while sightseeing along the river. It's quite a scenic river. The ship was equipped with full dining facilities. It had a snack and sandwich bar. Of course, it had the obligatory beer and wine service. And I think particularly important for some groups, a dance floor for dinner and dancing cruises.
Was the paddle boat well received?
Oh, it was so popular that in 1966, just the year after, Senft built a second stern wheeler, the Paddle Wheel Princess. Smaller than the Paddle Wheel Queen, with a capacity for 200 passengers, his idea was that one ship would be available for public excursions, while the other at the same time could be used for private charters. Soon afterward, a fellow named Dan Ritchie, who worked for Senft providing food service aboard the Paddle Wheel Queen, decided to get into the business himself. He went to the Purvis shipbuilders and asked them to build him a ship too. That ship featured a rather modern streamlined design. The 400 passenger ship was built at a cost of about $500,000. When launched on her maiden voyage in early 1967, Ritchie named it the River Rouge and advertised it as Canada's largest cruise ship.
So now there are three cruise ships on the Red River.
Right, and apparently there was still unfulfilled demand. So later that year, 1967, Senft moved the Paddle Wheel Queen to a site north of Selkirk, where shipyard workers essentially sliced it in half, cut it into two pieces, and they grafted in another 24-foot piece in the middle, increasing its total length to 116 feet. They also added a third promenade deck. There had been two decks previously, but they now added a third one, and that increased its total height to 30 feet above water. A new 90-foot-long dance floor was added, and in the process, Senft snatched the largest ship title from Ritchie. Interestingly, Ritchie, in retaliation, argued that if his ship wasn't the largest, It was the fastest. and he challenged Senft to race the paddle wheel queen against his River Rouge.
Did the race ever happen?
Well, you know, I was really curious. You know, I searched historical newspapers, but I could find no evidence that a race was ever held. You know, but maybe we have listeners out there who know otherwise, and they can contact me and fill me in.
Were there other cruise ships on the Red River?
Well, between 1971 and 1972, Ritchie built the Lady Winnipeg. Essentially, it was the sister ship for his River Rouge. Initially 80 feet long, it too was extended with a piece, and it was extended in 1974. It was what I would call the last of the true riverboats. In other words, boats built expressly for operation on the Red River, although there was another one, the Lord Selkirk II. It was built between 1967 and 1969 as a lake ship, in other words, to operate on Lake Winnipeg, and the idea was to replace the aging Kenora. The Lord Selkirk II operated on the Red River in the 1980s, and it was a big one. It had room for 450 passengers. In fact, it was the largest of the ships on the Red River, clocking it at 176 feet. And in fact, it had a much deeper draft. You know, it needed 7.5 feet for passage, and therefore I don't think it was terribly well suited to the river. It was supposed to be the largest ship ever built between the Great Lakes and the Pacific Coast.
That makes now 5 riverboats, right?
Right. And unfortunately, though, I think the novelty of river cruises had started to wane, and of course they had all these ships to fill. So in 1978, less than 10 years after its maiden voyage, the Lord Selkirk was sold, then resold, and the owners had plans to use it as a floating casino. In other words, probably not necessarily to use it for as many cruises as before. It operated on the Red River into the late 1980s. It was mothballed at Selkirk in 1990, where it was subject to numerous acts of vandalism. The Lord Selkirk was finally dismantled in 2016, and its metal was recycled. Other ships were modified to meet the dwindling demand. So that third deck, the one that had been added to the paddle wheel queen, was removed again in 1989. And I guess the idea was to give it sufficient clearance to be able to pass under some of the bridges in downtown Winnipeg.
And what happened to the other riverboats?
Well, the Lady Winnipeg last operated in 1993, and it was sold in 2002. It now sits abandoned on the east side of the Red River, north of Selkirk, just a little south of the Highway 4 bridge. The Paddle Wheel Queen was last used in 2013, and it was dismantled in 2016. So that leaves us those two ships that I mentioned before remaining in the Selkirk Slough, a graveyard for abandoned ships on the west side of the Red River at Selkirk. The River Rouge, last used in 2014, and the Paddle Wheel Princess in 2009. In May 2017, the Paddle Wheel Princess was heavily damaged in an absolutely enormous fire that took local firefighters hours to bring under control, and everything that was not made of metal on the ship was destroyed.
What condition are the ships in today?
Well, it happens, I visited the Selkirk Slough the other day and had a close look at the abandoned cruise ships there. The Paddle Wheel Princess is essentially a burnt-out hulk, and I think it's really only good for metal recycling. The River Rouge, well, it's covered in peeling paint. Its windows are covered in plywood. I think it would require a lot of work and an inspection from the federal government to confirm its seaworthiness. The ships, I think, are a sullen reminder of a really heady period in the late 1960s and early 1970s when, you know, taking in the scenery and the historic views along the Red River was popular. Unfortunately, I suspect we've seen the last of the Red River cruise ships, at least for this generation.
Gordon, I got to ask, did you ever ride the riverboats?
I did not, you know, although I've talked to a number of people who did, you know, people who took, for example, grad cruises, you know, when a high school would have their grad ceremony, they'd go out on the river. But actually, I've talked to a couple of people who told me that their high school was not permitted to go on the ships because there had been a previous incident where maybe they got a little carried away. And I heard various versions of it. One version said they had thrown some deck chairs overboard and that had made them angry. And another version, I like this one particularly, they said they threw the captain overboard. And I thought, wow. That's beyond the pale.
A fun, potentially dangerous bit of Manitoba history that is gone. Well, thank you so much for that, Gordon. And what's up for next week?
we're going to consider an abandoned building in rural Manitoba that was once used by an organization whose practices are to this day still shrouded in secrecy.
Very curious. Thank you. I look forward to that.
Up next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.